want the foul ball.
Yeah.
Think about it, he wanted to hustle. He just wanted, he was hitting the same, he was sucking, hit him, but they sent him back, but they thought they were going to draw a lot of people with him, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. Then Hank Cummins started to be a great ball player. But when he killed this guy, boom, just went down, started drinking. But Hank Cummins could have been one of the greatest sucker bases in the world if he hadn't did that.
Is that?
Trying to make bad hop look good.
What about pitcher? Who was the best pitcher you saw?
Pitcher?
Yeah.
Well, the pitcher was between Hilton Smith. Hilton Smith was the greatest I've seen. Hilton Smith. You ever heard of Hilton Smith?
Oh, yes.
Hilton Smith, I said, with just a pitcher. If I had to get a pitcher put out there and say, get this man out, I'd send Hilton Smith.
So you think he was better than Satchel?
Huh?
You think he was better than Satchel?
He better than anybody I've seen.
No kidding.
Look at it. I tell you what, if you put him and Bob Phillips out on the mound and go up and stand, you couldn't tell who was pitching.
Wow.
They pitched that much alike.
Uh-huh.
And looked that too much alike in a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
But his curveball was a little better than, what you call him, had a great curveball, Bob Phillips, but he was a little better.
Mm-hmm.
He could hit as good as anybody on the team. Willie Brown, all of them. He was a hitter. He pitched three hits, one nothing for him again.
Didn't he play the outfield sometimes?
He tried to, but he was so slow. You could put him on first base and look at him, he'd be a great hitter. I'm a great hitter. I mean, we get in bad, look at him, he get up at 4-for-4, 3-for-3. You don't never get him out all day.
Wow.
That's kind of a hitter. But he looked funny. When I first saw him, is up in up there with Crazy House in Fort Wayne, I think Fort Wayne, Indiana, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
We played him up there, and I said, who is this old big head boy here, this old country boy? He said, country boy, yeah. He said, man, that's Hilton Smith. So he been in Mexico. And I went up to bat, and I found out who he was. Boy, he threw me 3 knee high, and I walked away. I could not see him.
I have heard a lot of people say that he should be in the Hall of Fame.
That's what he should. He should. Now, if anybody should be there, Hilton Smith.
Maybe someday. It's awful hard.
They'll probably get him. They can see O'Neill on that, what you call him? O'Neill is on that panel, you know about
the veterans panel, yeah.
So he'll make it. Yeah, I don't know when it's gonna be, but he got to make it one day.
That would be good.
Yeah, because that's the man I said. Of course, I could name a lot of great hitters. You know, great. They did some great things, but them the ones I pick out in front.
What do you have one particular game in all your career that stands out as your best game?
What in the majors? They say all of
in
I tell you what, the one of the best games I think I've pitched was in Indianapolis, Indiana. See, my arm used to get so strong, I had to put alcohol on it to weaken it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how strong my arm would get. So I put some alcohol on it. It's kind of not too cold, but not no warm day, night. So, but when nobody warmed me up. Frank Duncan said, I ain't no warm up. Other guys said, I ain't warm up tonight. It's going too hard. And the catcher, Jim Jay Green, he said, I got to catch him all night. You know I ain't warming up. You know how I got warming up?
Hmm.
I ain't want nobody warm up. I had to go out there and walk 3 men and have 3 balls on the next hitter to warm up. That's the only way I got my warming up.
Holy mackerel.
And I got 3 balls, and I struck the other out, and I struck out about 20 in a row.
Oh, boy.
They got one hit off me at night. And why they got a hit off me, they hadn't been hitting me. And the second base, second baseman was in, just standing up there, and the ball blew right over his head.
Oh, no. So he pitched a one hitter and struck out about 20.
Yeah, and I struck out about 22 or 23. And the other hitters, they didn't go to bat. They didn't come to bat. They sent the pitchers up there. Pitchers, you would better look at the ball and come on back. Ain't lying, the regular hitter wouldn't hit.
No point in doing something they couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I know one game I come back out, and I was out the Army, and we playing up in Belleville, Illinois, right out of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And the lights, they got lights, but they ain't light like these big stadiums, you know. They ain't as light.
Oh, yeah, sure. Very dim.
I just come out the Army throwing hard, and Papa Davis was managing the Black Barons. He come over, he said, holy flame. So now I know you want this money tonight, don't you? Yes, he said, but look, if that man pitch out here, we will not play. The first man up there, I throw to him, the first man went back to the bench. And what you call him, come and said, we will not play. Can the man say he didn't see the ball? man said he did not see that ball. And you know, we ain't a walk up here in his lights.
Mm-hmm.
The man throwing like he does.
No, that's taking your life in your hands.
Yeah. So I had to get out and let Jimmy Lamar pitch. Yeah, two times he did that to me like that. When he got the last damn call. When I come out of the Army, I was throwing bullets.
And you were still a young man then.
Huh?
You were still a young man then.
Yeah, I was some man. But see, I never threw the ball in the majors hard like I did when I was in Bonham. Never did. I shot hurt my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down here in Laredo, Texas, and the guy got it back where it had control. But I didn't have none of the speed, but I had control.
You were still high in the strikeouts, so yeah, you were third there 1 year.
I did, yeah, but I wanted, hey, I could have been high if I threw like I did then.
Sure.
Because I know a guy named, used to coach for Cleveland. He saw me pitch before then. He used to tell him, I said, hell, he ain't throwing nothing like I when I first saw him. What his name?
Mel Hunter?
No, he's coaching third base for Cleveland. Chubanella.
Cuccinella?
Yeah, something, yeah. Yeah.
See,
he used to play... they had a team over in Brooklyn, called, it was all of Major League ball players had played in Major League, but they were working over there, and they had a team, Bushwick. And wasn't nobody beating Bushwick. Me and Satcha went over and beat them twice. No black team didn't go in and beat Bushwick.
Mm.
And then they played with dead balls. They put balls in the icebox, and you couldn't hit them for me and Satcha struck out a million of them. So he said, I saw him when he was pitching, say, he ain't throwing nothing like he used to throw.
Well, you must have been something in your day because your record in the American League was...
Well, a lot of guys said, you mean that? He said, no, see, he ain't throwing nothing like he threw when I played someone. He said, I saw him in Bushwick, so he threw way harder than that.
When you, throughout your career, did you save any souvenirs?
Only thing I saved was one thing. I threw the other way. Now, when I come back up to Chicago, you had one I came back when I had a 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
There was a catcher there, I forget his name now, but he wasn't a catcher, he was coaching. He used to be a catcher. He taken some balls and writ down or drawn some pictures of different things, elephants and me and things like that, and how I won the game, and Cunning Johnson was here, which Coleman didn't do like that, and I got seven of them. I won seven. The seven I won,
mm-hmm.
I got the ball.
One for each game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
ball,
good.
Some games I won, I got the balls.
And that's all you kept. That was what, 55, right?
And he caught him with something. He caught it with something slick.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's still, you know, they're not getting old or nothing like that. I showed him to a guy the other day. He said, man, where you get these? He said, it must be worth something.
I bet they are.
Seven balls I won when I first come back, what you call.
And that's all your souvenirs?
Yeah, and then he got, hold on. Oh, no, you ain't got much time, though. I'll go read one of the offers, but that's all right.
Well, if you got one, read it to me.
Yeah, I'm going to read to you.
All right.
Come on, what he got on. Let's see. On this number one ball,
mm-hmm.
It got on there, let me see, this number two. Number one, it got on there. Johnson struck out five, gave seven hits, and first, 55, start for the White Sox. First 55, start for the White Sox. On the other side, it got a man out, boy, can hit two. Because it got me up there with a bat.
Uh-huh.
Bat, and they got a very sad game of A's at Kansas City as Cunning beat the A's. You see a manager simply looking sad. And then it says, Cunning get his kicks with two hits as Dropo Kill and Carol Skill hit homers. Then it got the box score down here.
Well, tell us the whole story.
Huh? Yeah.
No, that's great.
The box score. Yeah, that's the number one ball I had. Number one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to read you. And then number two, it said, Chicago 12,000 page, and it says, David Crockett, hell no, Connie Johnson, engine. We played the Indian, he said.
Uh-huh.
And it said, he got an Indian up here, draw the Indian, said, me lose them 12 Braves, Warriors. And then up there it said, new Indian hunter, this is Connie Johnson. And then it said, Connie Johnson struck out 12, allowed 6 hit to beat Ulla Wynn in Chicago. Great job. Then it got the box scores and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's in colors, in red and blue.
Well, those are great things to have.
Yeah, I got it. It's got some slick stuff on it. I don't know what it is.
Some kind of Chirac probably or something.
Yeah, Chirac. Yeah. He put on it, and he gave me that one. Then he gave me the other third one that says New York, 18,000. He said, Rivera drove one, drove Polk two, a home run at Sox and Johnson, beat Yankees in New York. Then he got a picture up at Casey Stanier. Looking crazy. Said Casey has the shakes as Johnson stopped New York. Then up here have our, let me see. Great job, Cuddy. Sox first again in flight for flag. Turtle lose. I'll pitch against Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Turtle? Yeah. This is number 3 balls. And I got some of them, all that stuff on there.
Well, I'd love to see
them. The only one I remember, I said, man, I did keep something. Because I said to myself, when I got through baseball or I left, I get all the gloves and everything away.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm through with the game. Never thought I might use them or nothing.
Well, you got to keep something, though. It's nice to
get what I do have.
What's that?
When Baltimore invited us back up there for that reunion, 4 or 5 years ago, I got a uniform. I kept it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he bought me a uniform. I got that uniform.
Well, one back from when you played?
Huh?
Back from when you played? Or a new one?
No, it's a new one.
Okay, well, that's good.
Reunion. A reunion. Got all the old ball players come there?
Uh-huh.
Shit, I kept that one.
Great. Do you get fan mail today, Connie?
Huh?
Do you get much fan mail?
Yeah, all the time. I got some up, a couple of them up here. I sent one back the other day. Then I sent our, I got one guy up here, but he wanted, just like you, he wanted me to write out my little story or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to send it back. Did I get some every week? I get something every week. I'm trying to send them right back if I could.
They ask for autographs.
Yeah, autographs and pictures.
Okay.
Now that's what I got to do is get some pictures. I can't find no pictures. I think the guy knew. So I put my name kind of down when I try to get a picture. He said he don't have any. But the kids is getting them. They're sending me pictures. He must be getting them from somewhere.
Must be. There's some, who is the guy? There's a fellow that has a big collection of Negro League photographs. He ought to be able to get a picture for you. I can't think of what his name is. I'll look it up and send it to you. You may know him, but I'll look his name up and send it to you. Maybe you could contact him.
Yeah, I got four cards, you know, baseball cards.
Yeah.
Four of them out. See, but there's another guy here. I forget his name, but he's taking a card of mine, and a lot of them sitting that card. They've been buying his cards. He's been selling them all over the country. And they've been sitting that card, you know. One, he made a photo of me. He's making a big book. He's been making a book. He's been making this book since 7 years.
So wow.
It's going to be thick, real thick about everything.
Yeah.
And he got it. So, well, I can't think of it. You might know if I called him. Still in Kansas City. Oh, he do everything. Play music and at the TV places and everything. Damn, I can't think of his name. But he made me some. He gave me some, but man, they left so quick, it's pitiful.
Well, that's nice that you do respond to your fans. So many of the players today don't.
Yeah. I send them everyone I can. I send them back. Now, this right here, one day I'm going to sit down here, maybe tomorrow sometime, and write a little something down, and I'm going to send it back. The rest of them, I always send them back.
A few years ago, well, a long time ago, well, back when you were with Baltimore, I was 14 years old, 15, something like that, and I got a postcard of you when you were with the Orioles, and I came across that postcard 4 or 5 years ago. It had been stuck away for years, and I sent it to you and asked you to sign it, and you know, it came right back. You signed it right away, and I really appreciated that. I was quite a fan of yours. I really thought that you were the best pitcher in the American League. If you went back to being a kid in Stone Mountain, would you do it again? Would you play baseball the same way?
Same way. Hey, and I don't know, people ask me, day, you know, a question, you know, a question they asked me. Hey, ain't you afraid? Didn't you come around too soon? I said, mm-mm. I like O'Neill. I said, I come around the right time. Look, I wouldn't want to be coming along now. See, the things they're doing now with dope and stuff, see, they might have come along and got in that dope and stuff and everything. But back in those days, I learned something. See, back in those days, see, the change of learning from your older peoples come on down, mm-hmm. cut off in 45 when the women went in the factory. See, all that stopped right there. See, because I asked my kids sometimes, hey, go get me a screwdriver. They me. I said, give me that. But they don't know. See, it wasn't handed down to them.
Well,
they don't know things. See, when I was 6, 5 years old, I know what a screwdriver plows and things were.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, but nowadays, see, they don't know anything. But they can't help it. It just never, things never brought the, see, things used to come down from all the peoples all the way down.
Sure.
It stopped in 45.
That's the way it ought to be. But yeah, when the parents aren't home with the kids, they can't teach them.
That's right. Because them teach, the first one that went in the factories, they left their kids. Well, hell, it's about 6, 7 generations since then.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody, they taught nobody nothing.
And everybody's got to work today with everything so expensive.
You got to work. And I'll tell you why you had to work. See, when the man went in the army and the women went in the factory, both of them was making too much money. So they had to raise the price.
Oh, yeah.
See, now, if a woman making the same amount as you, now the economy is not right. She's not balanced. So what they had to do, raise the price. Now, what hurt is the person that didn't have nobody working but one. You know, now he got hurt. The guy that is the only person working in the house, he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The poor man, they got hurt. Because these other people are making so much money. They had to raise the price.
Now, husband and wife everywhere seems has to work just to make ends meet.
Yeah, you got to do that now. Because things got to go up. That's where the economy started doing it. When women went in there and started making all that big money, then he had to make it. He had to do that.
That's right.
Then I know remember once, man, money just floating everywhere. And all of a sudden, the people started raising prices on it.
And yeah, and still going.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what happened. You remember they had that war in Vietnam?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't take no tax. When you have war, they take tax out your money and things.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. See, that's what messed it up. That's why Johnson hurt him kind of. Look here. Do you know what? I had 3 cars and money in the bank and money to spend. I said, what? I said, something wrong. You know, I had too much. That year, I said, something is wrong. I said, I got 3 cars. I said, I can take care of the cars and everything. I still got money. And I read a book about they didn't take no money out on that war. That's why they messed up. That's what they meant. Vietnam. That's why we got in all this trouble. Vietnam War.
Well, prosperity caught up with us.
Yeah, we put all that stuff down there, burned up thousands and thousands of sugars and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The sugar and stuff just jumped up and all that.
Oh, boy. Still going. Connie, I really appreciate your time.
All right.
I really enjoy this. This was great. Would you like a copy of the magazine when the article appears? Okay. Usually it's a month to maybe 3 months after I send it in before they print it. But,
that'd be all right.
Is one enough or would you like more than one?
Oh, well, give me 2 then.
Okay.
I want to give somebody else.
Okay.
All right. We got a few more balls. Hey, we got a few of them left here around here. O'Neill and different one of them. Lamar.
Around there in Kansas City?
Uh-huh. We got about four left around here.
I guess that's...
Jesse Williams used to be a shortstop.
Yeah.
He's in a home there. He's blind. He got sick and he had a stroke and he put him in a home. I've been intending to call and see about it. I probably will tonight.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you got to keep in touch.
Yeah.
Connie, thank you. I will send you either I'll send it to you or I'll have the publisher send you the magazine as soon as it's printed. I really appreciate your time. It's been great.
All right, buddy. You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Connie.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a good day.